Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my new series, Parrish. My character, Gray Parrish, was a getaway driver.
I'm retired from life. You know that.
He's in a world over his head.
Tell me about this driver job.
And he's asked to start to figure things out.
I did what you told me to.
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
All right, guys, we're doing a little better here, a little more consistent with our job, the podcast, the Tang. So hit it, Rufy.
It's The Tangent with The Fred Show.
Giving you all the sh** we couldn't talk about on air.
I still got to get the new intro. I'm going to do it today. I'll get the new intro today. I'll call our boy, Miles, and get him to say it. And I'll let him say, let him. He can say shit on this one. All the shit we don't talk about on the air or whatever, like we bleep for some reason. It's like, it's a podcast.
I kind of like the bleep.
I like the bleep. Yeah.
Why? Yeah. But why are we bleeping if we're saying, if we can say whatever we want?
Why the hell not?
The last time you started refreshing stuff, we lost the lady.
What's her name? Let me introduce you.
Yeah, and then Miles turned into Cal. And I, yeah.
All right, well. Okay, never mind. We can just bleep it as part of tradition. So, Kaylin, see, you were saying off the air or just before the podcast, like what you wanted to talk about on the podcast. And I'm just always amazed because we don't necessarily always know, or at least I don't, how these new men come into the game.
Whoa. Yeah, where do these men come from?
See, thank you,
Kiki.
First of
all, you guys make it sound like there's so many.
Well, I don't, well, that's what I'm saying. Because you were like, I'm going to tell a story about hooking up. And I'm like, oh, that's, but I guess the part that shocked me was like, I didn't know there was a guy to hook up with. I mean, of course.
Am I supposed to report every time I'm like hooking up?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. What? Yeah,
you know I live vicariously through you. God. I live through you. I need to know.
Yes. And people seem to like your dating stories more than mine. Like I told one yesterday, and people were on the text going like, "We haven't heard one of these in a while." I'm like, "Yeah," because I stopped telling them because I don't think it was serving me well.
So write it back.
Never stop.
I don't know. I think the problem was my dating stories are told from my perspective. I try and be objective in telling the story because, again, like it's same like when I go to therapy, it doesn't do any good to get feedback from people when you only tell them your side of the story, mm-hmm. because they're going to give you feedback related to what you told them because they weren't there. Mm. So I try and like overshare when I'm looking for genuine feedback. I try and overshare what actually happened, even if I was the idiot. So somebody could go, well, you were the idiot. But I think sometimes when people hear me tell the story, they think, oh, he's dating for content, or that's not fair. The other person can't comment, but I'm not doing it to embarrass anybody.
Right.
Anyway, so I think I don't know. Maybe I've had to dial back the dating stories a little bit because, but then Kaylin over here is dating somebody and we didn't even know about it.
I didn't say, I mean, I'm dating openly.
How did you meet this gentleman?
Through friends, but okay. I've known him for a while.
Okay.
Okay. So here's, and truly, I think you guys thought that I was like dating when I wasn't. I was in a really fucked up situation that I had a hard time getting out of and that messed me up really bad. And
well,
I know you can relate. I truly took myself out the game for like a while. Like your girl was out the game. I needed to like get my life back on track, like refine honestly, like my own self-worth. Like it was bad.
I'm wondering if that's not what I need to do, to be honest with you. I'm wondering if I'm not like emoting some kind of juju that's just not good. You know, like I don't know if I've just been especially unlucky. Or if everything passed the, because I just sort of finished something like what you're describing. And so what I don't know is it, am I projecting something onto everything else that not only makes it not work, but also makes it feel worse when it doesn't work? Or did I just one shot out? Did I pick, like, the first time out, did I just pick the wrong person? I can't figure it out.
Yeah. I think what you need to do is whatever feels good for you. Like, everybody moves on in different ways. For me, I had to take a step back and wonder and, like, reflect on why I tolerate being treated like that.
Yeah.
And also, when I love someone and it's ending, I'm not like most dudes. I can't go just like fuck someone and feel better. It's just not how I operate. Like, I really have to feel everything and like process, and I'm like a one person kind of lady.
Okay.
Everyone can do that. So I have not been dating for a really long time.
Okay.
And so I'm starting to dip my toe, and I heard someone actually recently talk about how like she always like I did classically go for the situations where it's like and I was telling Jason this the other day, like the hottest chemistry right away. Like, yeah, it's just like undeniable. Like, you can't keep your hands off each other. And she was saying like a lot of times that's led her to toxicity. Mm. And sometimes, you know, you need to be looking for other qualities in something than just the initial like, oh my God, like this feels crazy.
Yeah.
So
okay.
I'm starting to try to do that and like look for different things. I'm like over being treated like shit. I'm very much want to be treated well now, which is like a big step for me. So I'm like openly dating and, you know, hung out with this guy a couple times, and we went out. We both had drinks. We were both drunk, and it was the first time we had like hooked up in that way. And he, like, I was down to have sex. Like, I was like, let's do this. Like, I'm interested. Let's go. And he wouldn't have sex with me, which in the moment kind of pissed me off because I was like, what the fuck? Like, I felt like rejected. But he told me that like he didn't want our first time to be when I was drunk. And I thought, okay, like maybe that's very sweet. But I also was like, I have met so few men that would ever do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if it's admirable. Like, I definitely felt like
he's the one
for a set.
Oh God! Oh,
no. Marry him, marry him, girl.
I have not. If I am,
yes, Jason, yes.
If I am way
what?
I thought the same thing. I said the same thing.
Okay. To marry this guy?
Yes.
I think it's because of that. It's a sweet gesture.
No, I've been in that situation where I am not as drunk as someone else, and it makes me uncomfortable. So I didn't do it. So he may have perceived that you were drunker than him.
I usually am.
And so, and I'm not saying you were sloppy, but he may have thought like, look, this isn't great. Like, I'm not as drunk, and so I don't know. There's consent stuff. I don't know. As a guy, I know it's a gray area because you're having a good time and you were both out having fun.
Yeah.
So you could say like, this is, and you're telling me you want to do it, and the setting and the mood is right. So everything lends itself to making that decision. I think there are other times where you might feel a little weird about it as a guy, if you're a gentleman, if you're a decent person deep down inside. So I think it's a good sign.
Yeah. I mean, I had to like process it though, because it felt like rejection in the moment, and we did everything but. So like,
yeah.
What's a little, you know, we did stuff that's more intimate in my eyes than that. So it kind of mind fucked me.
Mm. Yeah, we were just having this conversation about the situation I was in. It was kind of similar, but it's tough to talk about as a guy because I know I talk a big game and people have their opinions about me. But the truth is, like, I actually do want to make people happy. I actually do want to do the right thing. I actually would like to find one person to be with. And so I feel like sometimes I tend to get further in my life when I don't listen to those things and I just do whatever the fuck I want. And that's the sad part. Mm. It's like when I truly lean in and try and do the right stuff, when it comes to hooking up or otherwise, I find that it doesn't work. But I tend to get my way when I just don't give a shit and I just sort of go out with reckless abandon. But in this situation, it was a great date, and I'm being vague.
Mm-hmm.
What
number date was it?
Two.
Okay.
Back to her place by her invitation.
Okay.
Clothes come off. I'm doing things, mm-hmm, only a lot of things. And then the location changes within that. And then I'm doing things. And then here's where it gets tricky, is there was a lot of alcohol consumed. And I think you come to that transition point where it's like, I don't know how else to put it, but like, I guess now it's my turn. And then it stopped. And it was like, we're not doing anymore. And I guess my reaction was not, I can't believe you're not going to sleep with me. Well, I was really drunk, and so was she. I think my reaction was more like, well, wait a minute, what are we doing here? That I can see how, as a guy, from a female perspective to a guy, it can be like, so you think I owe you sex? No, I do not think that. But at the same time, what? How did we get this far and do these activities to now be like, no, this is bad, we're not doing it? Like, I guess what I'm saying is, from the male perspective, it was very misleading. It wasn't misleading, it was confusing.
Right.
It was like, you have every right to say at any point in any interaction with any human that you want to stop, and I respect that. But as a guy who likes the girl, my first answer is, well, how did we get here? Or my first question is, and my second question is, no problem, how do we get there? You know what I mean? Like, okay, you don't want to do that, that's fine. But I want to do it with you at some point, because I kind of want to date you. So how do we get from whatever's happening right now to that place where you're more comfortable? Or how did we get to a point where I did very intimate things and now we're not doing anything?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I do think it's like, yeah, if anyone can say stop whenever they want, like, totally cool.
Of course.
But I do think, like, when you like someone, like, I don't want to say, like, common courtesy, but, like, if you do something to that, like let's say a guy, it was reversed, and, you know, you gave a guy a blowjob, and then he's like, all right, peace, he'd be seen as an asshole.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know if it's, like, a double standard, but, like, it's, like, she doesn't owe anything to you, but it is odd, like, if you like someone to not want to, like,
reciprocate.
Well, and I want everyone to, like, have a good time.
And it got awkward, and ultimately I put my clothes on and left, and... That was, I guess that's kind of that, even though I later, while sober, just decided that I thought the right thing to do because of the situation was just to completely take the fall and apologize and, you know, ask to revisit the topic or not, but move forward, considering that, you know, nobody was really in their right mind to be talking about things like that.
Right.
But I bring it up because it's kind of, I guess, a similar situation where, I guess, what is the etiquette? What are the expectations? But I felt rejected. I felt like when it was time for me and the answer was unequivocally, we're not doing that, I felt like everything leading up to that would have indicated that that person liked me, right? Like, there's no part of the, you know, the date or the invitation to the house or the activities that took place. I'm not shaming anybody, but, like, no part of that said to me, this person doesn't like me. And then when it comes time for other things, it's like, now you don't like me. And it was almost like, I can't believe you'd think we would do that. And so I leave, like, dejected and rejected. That was the feeling. And it's like, again, nobody owes me anything. But I guess male or female, you got to look at that and say, I can see why somebody might think that they weren't good enough, or there's something wrong with them, or that they, you know what I mean? Or they were unappealing or whatever. I think you have to take that into consideration, male or female, if it's kind of one-sided. And then it's like, okay, get the fuck out. Because to your point, if a woman comes over to my house and gives me a blowjob,
right,
naked, and I just say, okay, thanks.
Right.
You can leave now. Mm-hmm. And by the way, you thought this was anything?
Right.
You thought we were going to do something? I feel like I would expect that woman to feel pretty shitty, like she was used. And I don't know why it is that maybe, and again, this isn't like the male victim mentality, but I think, is it possible that maybe women don't think about it the other way? Like, maybe this person didn't think, wow, I can see why he left my house thinking that I just don't like him. And he might have a reason to be frustrated or sad. Now, that doesn't mean I get to cuss somebody out or tell them that they're, you know, whatever. Because, again, no one has to do anything they don't want to do. But, like, I can see why this guy was probably making a good judgment call. Mm-hmm. But I can see why you might think that that was rejection.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's just never happened before. And so I was like, oh, everyone needs to get humbled sometimes. But I think, like, in your situation, like, if I'm her and I don't know her or the details or whatever, but, like, if I like you and I don't want to have sex or do anything back, or, like, I'm drunk and it's over and we're not hooking up anymore, I say something like that, you know? Like, I definitely want to do this with you. It's just, like, not right now. Let's go to bed.
I would have loved that.
Yeah, like,
I would have loved that.
Right, like, you know, like, we're too drunk or whatever, or, like, I want to, like, do this when we can remember. But,
I would have been a gazillion percent okay with that.
Of course, and if you like someone, you want to reassure them as to why, you know, you just want to communicate. Like, that's the key to any situation.
That would have been so okay with me. I can't. If she had said, we're not having sex for 20 dates, but I do like you and I do want to do that. We just have to build up to it. I would have been like, that is amazing. That's all I need to know. That's all I need to know.
Or like, I realize you did stuff to me. Like, I don't want to be an asshole. I'm just like, not, you know, right now.
Yeah,
I
got a little carried away and like, let's slow it down.
Let's like pump the brakes.
That's happened all the time. I would have been totally fine with that. Yeah,
that's like, seems like a kind way to do it. I don't know all the details, so I'm not, and I don't know her, but.
No, and I'm not asking, I'm not calling this person out, nor am I asking, you know, anyone to assess her. I'm just, I guess, to your point about this guy wanted to like chill for a minute, you know, and you felt rejected.
Drunk Caitlin was angry.
Yeah. Well, that's what I mean. It's like, but I guess as a dude, I'm not allowed to be disappointed or ask questions because the stigma is that I'm just out to get fucked. And if you won't fuck me, then I'm mad. And that's not true. I think there's another version of this, which is dude likes you a lot and wanted to do it, but is cool with not, but still wants to do it. So how do we get there? Mm-hmm. What are you going to need from me? As opposed to, I can't believe you thought that. Get the fuck out of here.
Right.
It's like, well, how did we get here then?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's something to consider because that was where I was coming from. And I think, you know, maybe it came off like arrogance or dismay, but really it was, I felt like shit. You know, I felt like, oh, so I guess I'm not good enough. You know, or whatever. And I left. That's how I left. Like, what was what was this whole night about? Like, we were obviously not on the same page. And I guess I wonder if everybody takes that into consideration, you know, when cooler heads prevail. Like, oh, wow, people do get kind of sad when they get rejected.
Yeah. Right.
And they're not real happy about it because it's not a good feeling because we've all been there. Caitlin, just now. But, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not hot. It's fine.
So what's the follow-up then with this guy?
So I'm
sorry.
I don't know about that. You guys did a lot of stuff, and you guys didn't have. You did other things, right?
He was like fine doing stuff to me,
right?
Yeah,
and then he just didn't want to have. Oh, that's kind of weird, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Think he
I don't think it's weird.
I mean, they did a lot already that same night. And then he doesn't want to have sex.
Well, and we could get into the argument of like some of the stuff that was done was probably more intimate than sex. But for whatever reason, he wasn't comfy.
Yeah. He might have whiskey thing.
It could have been a him issue, too. It's possible. Yeah. But either way, I guess I would rather that a person, male or female, err on the side of caution about the circumstances than not. Now, what I might have done in that situation is be like, not now, let's crash for a minute. I'm not leaving. Yeah. And then wake up when, and then if everybody's a little bit more sober and still on the same page, then let's get it on. Right. I don't know that I would have necessarily left.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I have been in a situation where I'm like, I don't feel good about this. Like, I don't want to wake up tomorrow and have you or me go, what did we do? I don't like that.
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't leave. Like, he was great afterwards, but
I'm just saying, like, I have been there before where it's like, hey, what happened last night? And I'm like, I can't really clearly answer that question, and I don't like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that's cool.
Mm.
So what are you going to do? You going to see him again?
I think so. Yeah. I had to move past being rejected and getting my ass humbled.
Yeah, it's not like rejection.
So you're not like wildly into him. You just like, because you were saying you normally go for like the chemistry.
Yeah. No. Like there's chemistry there. I didn't really realize that until we kissed, I think.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, there's
What?
Oh, God.
No, do you feel different?
This is why I don't talk about
him. Do you feel different about him now that this happened? Like,
no, it's just different for me. He's doing a lot of things that are very different for me. I've never dated someone that's like nice in this way. Like, it's different for me.
Right.
It really is.
It's kind of sad that, like,
it is really sad.
It may not work for him because of your experience. Like, again, I've been there, too.
It's actually not turning me off. Like,
okay,
for
well,
once
good.
In
no,
my
that's,
life.
That's good.
It's not too much. Like, it's not too much. It's just, like, a lot of, like, kindness and respect, which, sadly, your girl is getting out of a situation that was
so rare. Marry this man.
Okay, this is why I don't talk about shit.
Yeah, well, same, because
you're going to be in my Instagram, and, like, this is why.
Oh, I will find this man.
Okay.
Rufio, focus on your family, my guy.
I'll tell you guys when I'm ready. I don't like talking about shit in the open until I know where it's going to go and like what I'm comfortable with. I don't know why I'm like that. It just makes me... Because then there's a big to-do with this fucking microphone. And you know what I mean? Like, it's a whole thing. It adds pressure to situations. And then if your friends are excited, like, Kiki's, like, planning the wedding.
I got our dresses.
Right, there you go.
Yes.
See, for someone who's scared of commitment in that way, that scares me.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But I guess
can
you.
I ask, though, too, like, why,
you can ask what I want.
Why are you afraid of, like, the commitment part? Is it because you've been in, like, long-term relationships and now you're kind of seeing, like, the other side of...
There's
boys, I guess.
There's a couple reasons. I mean, my obviously, like you guys know, my parents went through a really horrific divorce, and then when they somewhat got okay, my grandparents, who like my nana raised me, like with my mom, like. They went through a horrific divorce where he cheated on her with her nephew's wife. So I lived out two divorces. And then my mom got remarried and there was a time my stepdad had to go to he relapsed. And so every man in my life has in some way or another let me down. And I love men. I mean, that's obvious. That's one of the reasons. And I think also on the other side, like I care so much about people's feelings that I've been in a relationship where I wanted it to be over, but stuck for like years because I just couldn't bear hurting someone that I love and care about in that way. Yeah. So I'm also scared of that.
Yeah.
So I'm just fucking scared. Yeah.
I can totally see that. I think like, kind of going off of what you're saying with dating somebody who actually respects and likes, like, no,
it's
nice.
So sad to say.
It's so sad. But I think that does change your perspective. And I hope in a way this guy does for you, whether you guys end up together or not. And I'm not saying to the altar, here we come, right? But I'm just saying, you know, like, if it does work out for you guys, I hope that, like, he opens up a new perspective for you. Because I kind of feel like for me, that's what Javi kind of did. Because I was in a shit show. A lot of shit shows before him.
Yeah, I remember.
And I've cried. I've ugly cried in the wall, like Kiki says. I've done a lot.
Yeah.
And it's really refreshing to be in a position where it's like, you know what I mean? Where someone's just nice to you.
Like, he did so something sad like to nice. Have to say that.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, he did something nice for me the other day, and I cried. Like, because I was like, I wasn't even kind of getting this beforehand. Like, I literally cried. Because he was so nice.
Well,
so
you deserve
it's just
that.
Like, it's just, it's crazy, though. Like, again, I've been single for a long time and dating for a long time. And it tends to be the times that I pick my spots to be the guy that goes all in and, like, is the guy that everybody thinks the guy should be. It typically doesn't work. Like, maybe I'm picking the wrong people, but it's like, and then what happens is you start to be like, I'm giving you the best I've got as opposed to just no shits given. Mm-hmm. And that isn't moving the needle for you. Like, oh, shit. And then it becomes like an identity issue in some ways.
You make my eyes wet.
No, it's like, it's bad. No, it isn't. Yeah. Like, I hear what you're saying and it's all real. But I don't know if it's an energy or I don't know if like my enthusiasm is overwhelming when I'm into something, but like it just tends to be. And I think it's just kind of bad luck too, but I tend to pick the wrong spots to do what this guy's doing for you. And, you know, again, you have there's two problems. One is you might reject him because it's too much. You also, what was the second scenario? I had a second scenario. You might reject him because it's too much, or you might also be giving him more of a chance because of how hard he's trying when in fact, like almost like you're forcing it. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you're doing that. It's too early to tell. Mm-hmm. But I mean, like, there might be part of you that's like, this is what I should get. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to keep him around because this is what I should be getting.
Yeah.
Even though maybe there are elements there that you would also like that aren't there because everyone around you is going, you're going to marry this man. Mm-hmm. Kiki, fuck you. with love. Yeah. But then on the flip side, you might be like, yo, this is overwhelming. I'm not used to being treated this way. Fuck off. You got to go. And that also is a problem.
Yeah. You know? And I hear you. And your person will not think that the stuff you're doing is too much at all. And I do think that I'm like moving on. I think it's just like all coming at the proper time that I am moving on to like wanting to be treated better.
Good.
I think for a while I thought that certain things would turn me off. And they might have at one point.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that they are anymore because I'm trying to grow. I mean, I'm in therapy. I'm working
that's
on
good.
It. So I'm just like trying to be more open to that.
That's
and
good.
I have a hard exterior. You guys know, you say I have a big dick. Like I think
much bigger than mine. Yeah.
Like I can come off really like hard and cold, but that's because I'm so sensitive that like I want to protect myself. So.
I think you and I are similar in that way too.
Yeah.
I think any sort of arrogance or ego or whatever people think about me, it's simply because I'm protective of myself and I'm deeply sensitive.
Yeah. I don't want to get hurt.
Yeah. It's almost the opposite of what some people think. I'm actually kind of shy but yes, that the exterior is a little different than what's going on inside. And I think sometimes that people like us can get in trouble that way.
Well, people can take advantage of it. Cause I would go to the ends of the earth for people I love, like whether it be family or friends, like I would give anything. So I think like if people figure that out, they can take advantage of it. Ugh.
Look at this. An emotional tangent.
Canceling therapy. I don't need this.
No copay required here. Like, it's this is free.
You get what you pay for.
Now you're uncomfortable because I'm crying.
No, that's okay. But I've paid probably tens of thousands of dollars in therapy, so I feel somewhat qualified to give people my perspective. I feel like I've absorbed enough over the years that I'm not licensed yet.
Listen, anyways, let's talk about Bukkakis.
Let's talk about it. Was that on the list of things that he was not uncomfortable doing? No. He wouldn't have sex with you, but all over your face. No problem. Like, it's really no issue.
Don't look it up if you don't know what it is.
That would be something. Yeah, I don't want to have sex with you, but...
Okay. I'm just trying to...
And we'll leave it there.
Look it up, Kiki. Don't.
You don't know what it is?
I got to get off David's bridles first. What is it?
You won't find it there.
Talk about it again.
You won't find it there. That's the tangent. Thanks for listening.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.